Hi. Hard to follow the husband. My name is Chelsea Peterite. I'm a resident of North Stratford and a science teacher in Lancaster. And life is a balancing act full of tough decisions. And when students come to me with their most pressing problem of should I go to the dance on Friday night with so-and-so, I tell them, make a list of the positives and negatives. And I did that for the Northern Pass. And I'm not going to rehash all of that because other more eloquent people have spoken about all of those already tonight and in the past, and you'll hear more tomorrow night. Suffice to say that my list of definite negatives vastly outweighed the meager possible positives. But think about this. There's a place that we all want to go. And in this place, there is all the clean, safe, affordable energy that we and enough to do all we want and need to do. And to get to this place, Northern Pass is taking us down this path. And we're going down this path and like, whoa, there is a cliff. And they're like, go for it. It's all good. And we're, no, I'm not going there. We won't all make it. Some of us might make it. Some of us might benefit, but we all won't. Some people are going to get hurt. And you look around, and there are these other paths. There's one, and there's one, and there's one. And guess what? They all go to that place. It might take a little longer, but they all get there. My personal favorite is that path where you combine conservation with higher efficiency, and you add in a mix of some solar and some wind and some small hydro that's produced where the energy is needed. And guess what? There's no cliff. We can all get there. Northern Pass doesn't listen. They won't listen. They keep pushing us, edging us toward that precipice, and we keep fighting and struggling to keep from going over the edge. Well, we've looked at Northern Pass. We're not going to leap, and we're not going to stop fighting. Thank you.